I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Mailbag. Mark from Mechanicsville, Maryland writes, it seemed Gabbert just couldn't get going on Sunday. He wasn't falling on his own and fidgety, but nothing was happening. Do you believe it's more the receiver's fault for not getting enough separation or Gabbert not being patient and getting rid of the ball too quickly? I said it earlier this week and I still believe it. Sunday was more of a perfect storm than an indictment of Gabbert. He could have been better, but he's still at the point where things need to be going well around him. Sunday, nothing went right. Justin Blackman wasn't open. The offensive line didn't allow the Jaguars to run their whole offense, and J.J. Watt kept batting down balls. In time, you would hope Gabbert can carry an offense by himself, but we're not there yet. Chris from Jacksonville writes, after this debacle, I think there are serious problems with this team. I truly believed I would see improvement this year, and apparently I was dead wrong. So where do we go from here? There's a lot that went wrong on Sunday, but perspective is still needed. The Jaguars were a play away from a victory in Minnesota last week, and they're playing with a banged-up offensive line without Derek Cox and Darryl Smith. That's enough little things to have a huge impact. Give this a month. We can judge if there's improvement or not. Daniel from Section 143 writes, I'll be honest with you, Johnny O. I didn't see any silver lining Sunday. All I saw was a bad football team. And I'm having a hard time with it because I'm always a Jags optimist. No silver lining this week. It would be disingenuous at best to say that. The season's not over, and teams in the NFL often aren't as bad as they look in a tough loss. But no, not a silver lining this week. Josh from Jacksonville writes, today's Ozone in one post. All hope is lost. The offensive line is terrible. The defense is terrible. Insert receiver here. Played so bad, we should trade him. The sky is falling. Gabbert stinks again. It's all because Jones-Drew held out. I think that covers it. Enjoy the rest of your day. You know what, Josh? I should have started with you because it would have saved me a lot of time.